Further from the Word of the Lord in True Christian Religion, number 530. The question, therefore, is, how ought men to repent? And the reply is, actually. That is to say, he must examine himself, recognize and acknowledge his sins, pray to the Lord, and begin a new life. Without examination, repentance is not possible. But of what use is examination except that one may recognize his sins? And why should he recognize his sins except that he may acknowledge that they are in him? And of what use are these three things except that man may confess his sins before the Lord, pray for help, and then begin a new life, which is the end sought? This is actual repentance. That this is how one ought to proceed and what one ought to do, everyone may know after he has passed the first period of life, and more as he comes under his own control and into the exercise of his own reason. First, he may know it from his baptism, the washing of which means regeneration. For in baptism, his sponsors have promised for him that he will reject the devil and his works. And also from the Holy Supper, for all are forewarned that before they can worthily approach it, they must repent of their sins, turn to God, and enter upon a new life. And still further, from the Decalogue, or Catechism, which is in the hands of all Christians, where in six of the commandments, nothing is commanded but that they should not do what is evil. And unless evils are removed by repentance, man cannot love his neighbor, still less God. Yet on these two commandments hang the law and the prophets, that is, the word, consequently salvation. If at recurring seasons there is actual repentance, as often, for instance, as a man prepares for the communion of the Holy Supper, and if he afterwards abstains from one or another sin which he then discovers in himself, this is sufficient to initiate him into the actuality of repentance. And when he is in that, he is on the way to heaven. For then, from being natural, he begins to be spiritual and to be born anew from the Lord. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.